Hi there, this is Carl Weinschenk at the Daily Music Break, www.dailymusicbreak.com. You probably have noticed I don't have the usual introductory music, usually from Louis Armstrong, because I wanted to get this up quickly, and since it takes me a while to append all that music, I decided just to skip it. Today we are talking to Matt Panaitis. Matt leads the Matt Panaitis Group. And we have a few questions about what he's doing, about a Kickstarter campaign, and about his latest album he's working on. So let's get right to it. Hi, Matt. How are you doing today?
Hey there, Carl. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk with you.
It's really my pleasure. And thank you for taking time out. Matt, briefly describe your music to us.
Well, I guess you would say that my music comes out of the jazz camp. You know, it's certainly improvised music. You know, but jazz can be quite a have a lot of different different ways. I don't even know how to put it into words correctly. But basically, we play improvised music.
Okay, but it's from the you know, I listen to it. And I'm hoping. Folks will, after hearing this podcast, it sounds like it's from the, as you say, the improvised jazz camp. Who would you compare yourself to if somebody isn't familiar with your music, but you wanted to tell them it sounds sort of like this person or that person? Who would you use? Who would you say?
Well, some of the guitar players that I'm very much inspired by. Are guys like Jimmy Rainey, it's a big influence, as well as the late Jim Hall. But you know, it's slightly more modern. I'm a big fan of Kurt Rosenwinkel, for example. Maybe some of your listeners know about him, as well as Ben Maunder, Donnie McCaslin. These are some of the guys playing on the scene right now that I really enjoy checking out and being inspired by.
If we kind of went up the family tree of jazz guitarists, you know, what going to you know, some of the older guys, who would you mention as big influences going back in time?
Well, it certainly all starts with Charlie Christian for me. I mean, he was a real genius of the guitar. And I'm also very much from the West Montgomery school of guitar playing. I'm actually from Indianapolis, and which is also where Wes is from. And he always inspired me by his virtuosity and his melodic sensibility. And then, of course, Grant Green, which is sort of another side of the coin, because he has such a clear voice on the instrument. Sometimes he's just playing a single line, but the feeling that he puts into that single note has been very influential on me, because, you know, of course on the guitar you can always play chords and you can do all kinds of stuff like this, but playing single lines together with a saxophone player creates a very interesting and perhaps unique texture.
Okay. That's a great background. You've given me a lot of names of guitarists. The only one actually who I've heard of from the current people is Jim Hall. Now, I'm trying to remember in my mind who Hall played with. And if it strikes you, if you could mention it, I'm drawing a blank, but I know his name came up relatively recently in the conversation I had.
Yeah, well, you know, one of Jim Hall's early recordings was with the great sax man Sonny Rollins.
Right.
And they recorded the album The Bridge.
Right. He just passed away, right?
Yes, he did. Very recently.
What are you working on now, Matt?
Well, the main focus of the past few months for me has been this recording. I kind of started writing music for this recording a couple of years ago, but the past few months have really brought it all into focus. I've been writing these tunes to record, and we just recently went into the studio the end of May to start tracking the album. And when I say we, I guess I should say it's, you know, my group is with Rich Perry, a great tenor saxophone player. Mark Ferber is the drummer, and Thompson Nealand is a bass player. And, you know, we've played a bunch of gigs over the years, and, you know, we finally got a chance to go into the studio and lay down some new material. So that's certainly been the main focus and the main thrust for me for the past few months. And, it's, you know, it's not over. It's going to be a continuing process to go back into the studio. I want to lay down a couple more things and then begin mixing, you know, which can take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter campaign.
Well, yeah. So, you know, I'm running this Kickstarter campaign. It actually ends this Sunday night at 11:59, you know, which is like, I guess, the official beginning of summer. And, yeah, I'm trying to raise money to pay the musicians and to pay for the studio time and for the mixing and things like that. You know, you get some great rewards if you're interested in participating. $15, and I'll mail you the CD when it's done. You know, I'm trying to keep it very real world. You know, it's honestly, I feel a little weird going out there and asking for contributions to make a CD, but, you know, this is the world we live in today. So I figure I'm going to take a shot at it and see what happens.
Okay. Great. Well, Matt, it's been great talking to you. I appreciate it. I will put some of your music, maybe soul, a little bit of that at the end of this podcast so people can get a taste of what you're doing. And we certainly wish you a tremendous amount of success. And thanks again for taking time out.
Well, thanks so much, Carl. It's been really fun.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. The
The